Okay, in this lesson, I'm going to talk about an additional strategy that you can use beyond Medium to continue building your writing career, to continue to have additional monetization opportunities. Honestly, probably each of these sections are going to be things that I create and to kind of make a more elaborate course off of because they need a little bit of deeper explanation. But I will link to some of the resources that did help me in my process of doing this part of going beyond Medium, and that is publishing your first book. So I know for a lot of people, and definitely for me, publishing a book is a real big accomplishment, and it's really going to solidify you and help you feel like you're a real writer. And you should publish a book probably sooner than later, but there's some checklists, some things that you should knock off before you get to that point so that you have a real opportunity for you to publish your first book. So before you publish your first book, I would spend a considerable amount of time building your writing career on Medium first so that you actually have some people to launch your book to by the time it's ready to come out, right? So if you try to publish your book right away, there's going to be a couple of pitfalls to that. A, the quality of your writing is probably not going to be good enough for your book to be successful yet if you don't have any experience. And also, when you have a catalog of stuff that you've been working on for a year or for 18 months, one thing that I've done is I've taken sections from those books or from those blog posts, excuse me, and I've massaged them into the books. So, and oftentimes I'd have 30, 40% of the book done because I already wrote about it on my blog. You want to have a certain amount of people to share your book with. So that's where having an email list comes in handy. So in the previous lesson, I gave you the basics of how to build an email list. I gave you a pretty straightforward process to use, which is that you're going to create something to capture emails. You're going to send out emails, you know, once or twice a week, just sending people updates on what you're working on. But you can have, you can get to the point where you have products available, ready to go. And one of those products that you can put out in the future is a book. So what are some metrics that I think you should get to before you're in a position where you launch a book? One, I think you should have about a year to 18 months of writing experience before you publish your first book, just so that the quality of the book is going to be pretty good. B, that's going to give you enough time to build up your email list. So if I were to start from scratch, I would want to have roughly 1,000 people to launch my book to via the email list, just to give it a little bit of a spike in the algorithm when you publish it on Amazon. So those are kind of the main metrics that I think you should aim for. It's just something to keep in the back of your mind. Again, these are very bird's eye view lessons of what it would take to write a book. In terms of how long it's going to take you to publish a book, it all depends. So for my first book, it took me about 90 days from start to finish to publish the book. And I followed a process from this course called Self-Publishing School, which I'll put in the description below if you want to check that out. It's a really good resource that gives you everything you need to know to write, publish, and launch your book in 90 days. My second book, which was a little bit longer, which is a little bit more in-depth, took about 6 months to create. And then my last book that I really went heavily on, did a huge campaign for, hired a bunch of fancy editors, things like that. That one took me a year from start to finish to write, edit, publish the book, source everything I needed to get it going. So I'll link to some resources and some articles below, but when you're ready to publish a book, you're gonna do it in a couple of phases. A, you're gonna wanna go and do some research on Amazon to figure out if you have a viable book idea. So for me, what I did is I looked at a lot of the different books in the self-improvement category. I checked some of their rankings to make sure that some of the ideas in there were viable. And then I also looked for reviews of the book to see what was missing, right? So I would go through a lot of these different books and I would basically read in particular the 3-star reviews of these books. So 3-star reviews are really good because they're not overly optimistic and they're not overly pessimistic. And usually they provide feedback of the things they liked, but then also feedback of some of the things that they thought the author could improve. And that's where you'd go in and fill in some of the gaps with your book. And again, I'll link to resources that talk about that process in depth. I actually wrote a blog post that gave a really, really, really good description of everything you need to do from start to finish. That blog post took me 6 months to write. So you should take the half hour or so, grab a fresh cup of coffee and read through that, right? So no lesson is going to teach you everything you need to know, but some of those resources will be really good for you. So you're going to research the book idea to make sure just make sure that there's similar stuff out there. You're not going to be so original that no one's ever come up with a topic similar to yours. So that's going to be your first sign. The second thing you're going to do is go through and draft out the book. And really, the process for how you write a book is similar to my mind mapping and outlining process, but on a much, 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 much larger scale, right? So you're going to do a really big brain dump. You're going to do a mind map for all the ideas in the book. Then you're going to do a mind map for the individual chapters of the book. And then you're going to type that out into a really, really big formal outline. And I'll see if maybe I have some of my outlines still laying around somewhere in my Google Drive for you to take a look at as well. And then you're going to write the book. So for the first draft of the book, you want to go through and you want to write every single day, non-interrupted. And that usually takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days to get the first draft done. Then, much like the blog post, you're going to go through a series of edits. You're going to go through, read the whole book from start to finish to make sure all the sections fit. In another editing phase, you can read the book out loud, which is really, really good because it's going to catch a lot of those grammar gaffes. And it's going to help you, you know, if you want to do an audiobook as well, you want to make sure that it's readable from an audible perspective. So reading it out loud is a good thing. And then you're going to go through and you're going to do a couple of rounds of edits on your own to polish things up. And then you're going to send it to a professional editor. Now, you don't need to spend an arm and a leg on an editor, but you want to make sure that there is a second pair of eyes reading through your book. And I'll link to some resources on where to find editors. You can source them in a lot of different places, from Upwork to Fiverr to different independent editors that you can find. But once you get that done, you're going to send it out to an editor. And then while you send the book out to an editor is where you're going to start to do some of the other elements of research to get your book ready. And most of these are going to be kind of packaging related. So this is the time where you're going to look for someone to do the cover for your book. This is where you're going to look for someone to do the formatting of your book. And these are things that you're going to start to work on. You're going to work on tweaking the title of your book. You're going to work on writing descriptions for the book. You're going to work on writing descriptions for your Amazon page. So there's a lot of different things you need to do. But in the beginning, you're going to want to focus on the writing part. And then once you get it off to your editor, is where you're going to start to look at some of those other things. Then when you get the editor back, or when you get the edits back, you can go ahead and edit the book, get everything ready you need to publish the book, and then you're going to figure out what you're going to do in terms of a marketing campaign for the book. So one thing that's really beneficial for a lot of people is to create something called a launch team. And a launch team is basically a group of people that you recruit to read an advanced copy of your book so that when the book comes out, on the day you publish it, they will leave reviews for your book. Reviews are really important because it signals credibility to the Amazon algorithm, and then it also provides social proof, and it shows other people who aren't familiar with you yet that you are a credible resource because other people have reviewed your book. Again, this is something that I describe in length in those resources that I'm going to mention below. Then you want to put together whatever your campaign is for the book. So you might do a series of blog posts. You might send out emails to your list. You're going to create some sort of email funnel to promote your book. So those are all things that are spelled out in the resources, but just something to keep in mind. Then you're going to publish your book. And there are a lot of different strategies that you can do. One strategy that I do recommend for first-time authors is the 99-cent strategy. So the 99-cent strategy is where during the launch week of your book, you're going to make your book for sale for 99 cents. This is not going to make you a lot of money at all, but what it's going to do is get you a lot of initial sales up front so that when you are ready to switch the price to your real price, the Amazon algorithm is going to see that your book is selling well, but it's not necessarily going to care how much it is. So it's not going to say, oh, he changed the book from 99 cents to 4.99, so now we're going to slow it down. It just sees that sales trending data, and then when you get some of those sales at the lower price, some of that traction can carry on into a higher price. And then you're going to do whatever you do to continue to promote your book, whether that is sending out emails to your list, continuing to write posts about it, doing podcast interviews, shooting YouTube videos. There's lots of different things you can do. But that's how you work the process from start to finish. Again, these are all videos that are giving you introductory lessons. Since you have lifetime access to the course, this is something to come back to when you're really, really ready to go. But take that overview of how to do it. Look at the resources that will help you. And this gives you the basic process of what you need to do to publish a book.